13.05 UTC, 14.05 local time. Here are the major happenings in regions with me, Bertrand Osamba. First, the headlines. Residents of the Biyemasi neighborhood here in Yaoundé mourn the death of 13-year-old Henry Kokonun, whose corpse has been recovered from the Biyemasi lake after 2 days of continuous search. Kidnappers of the senior divisional officer of a Dabato have been given 3 days to release him without any condition. And now the news in greater details. The mortal remains of Henri Kokonun, class 6 pupil, who lost his life after he got drowned in the Biyemasi Lake on his way to school on Monday morning, has been found. This was thanks to efforts and a powerful mobilization of the inhabitants of Yaoundé 6 subdivision that the body was recovered Tuesday morning and kept in the mortuary. Anne Omeko tells us more.
Good enough.
The lifeless body of 13-year-old class 6 pupil of Government Primary School Akasia in Yaoundé 6 subdivision has been retrieved Tuesday morning thanks to efforts by the population in the locality. Painful reality to accept, though a sign of relief to his family whose sole wish was to get at least the remains of their son. The mayor of Yaoundé 6 subdivision, Yoki Onana, was on the site with condolence messages to the bereaved family.
We have come towards the family to carry out an act of solidarity in line with what the family is going through.
At the Government Primary School Akasia, Henry's space, bearing number 10, is empty. Classmates, teachers, and school administration are sad, difficult to live with the image of Henry in their minds as he will never have to come back.
Kokonun was an exemplary child. During the beginning of this school year, he told me he will pass his first school leaving certificate. I changed his seat and brought him to the front. Since morning, we are unable to do anything.
The mortal remains of Henry has been deposited at the Biyemasi mortuary pending burial. Anne Omeko reporting from CRTV Center.
In the meantime, Southwest Governor Bernard Okalia Bilai has ordered the accomplices of the kidnapping of the divisional officer of Idabato and a council staff to release them within 3 days. He spoke in Idabato in the course of an in-the-spot evaluation visit, during which he also closed all socio-economic maritime activities until the return of the divisional officer, Ewane Roland, kidnapped early October 1st, 2024. Noya Ben Modika reports from CRTV Southwest in Boya.
Governor Bernard Okalia Bilai and his close aides went to Idabato this Tuesday to see for themselves the circumstances under which the divisional officer, Ewane Roland, and the council staff, Etongo Ismael, were attacked and taken away in the wee hours of October the 1st, 2024. Mayor Etongo Efange Edem, who stayed the night in the same building with the DO, recounts.
2 o'clock in the night, breaking the fence. We sleep already before that time. Then we hear a strong sound in our door. Seriously, about 20 minutes, and then they forced the door. Some group were in the back, struggling to force behind the door. They could not. After that, they went to the room which one of my staff was sleeping. By name, Edongo, his store accountant. After removing the man outside, they asked him, "Are you Mr. Edongo?" The boy said yes. They took the boy out, thinking that he's a mayor.
He recounts that the assailants then broke the door of the DO's room with an axe.
They went now directly to the DO room. It's like somebody who know us very well and show them this is the DO room. They broke the room, and then DO was positioned himself in a toilet. They broke the toilet. It was after the operation we discovered the act in his jail room.
Governor Bena Okalia-Bilai disclosed that the accomplices of the attack and kidnapping are already known and that they all have 72 hours to release the hostages. Meantime, he reinforced measures taken by the SDO Fondian, one of them being the suspension of socioeconomic activities, including circulation by sea, until the deal of Idabato is released. Nuweya Ben Modika, CRTV News, Idabato.
The cooperation between Cameroon and Spain has once again been celebrated on the Spanish ship named P-41 Meteoro, which is on a seven-day anchor or at the port of Douala. The stopover will permit the Spanish and Cameroonian Navy to share knowledge and enhance combined efforts in the continuous fight against illegal maritime activities along the Gulf of Guinea. More on that story with Cynthia Ethem in Douala.
Cameroon and Spanish flags fly with pride on the P-41 Meteoro anchored at the port of Douala, an image depicting both countries' engagements in further reinforcing synergy in its navy and push forth the fight against illegal maritime practices along the Gulf of Guinea. Lieutenant Commander Inigo Franco Moru is commanding officer of the Spanish military ship.
We have programmed maritime security activities on board Meteoro, conference, training, so they can reinforce the military capacities of the Cameroon Navy.
A great opportunity for the European Union to recognize Cameroon's proactive stance in maintaining peace. Philippe Lafosse is deputy head of mission for the EU in Cameroon.
It's based on what Cameroon has been asking, to have more capacity on the ownership in terms of maritime security.
On the sidelines of the activities in Douala will be the commemoration of the Spain National Day come October 12. His Excellency Ignacio Garcia Lumbreras is Spanish ambassador to Cameroon.
I cannot imagine a better place and a better moment for the National Day in a Spanish military ship, which symbolizes what Spain and Cameroon can do together and the trust that has been building between us in the last years.
The cocktail dinner on the P-41 Meteoro was attended by a cross-section of guests, amongst whom were top military officials and the Secretary General at the Littoral Governor's Office, Abubakar Yaman Chioto. Cynthia Etim, CRTV News, Douala.
You're listening to the regional news live from Yaoundé. Officials of the University of Bamenda have disclosed that the student population in the institution has risen to more than 21,000, a significant increase from the previous year, which points to the learners' desire to acquire knowledge in new fields. The courses introduced this year are in the domains of healthcare and cyber criminality and security, with the aim to tackle the challenge of limited pharmacies and the growing online scamming trends in the society. Kilo Valerie Saleh reports.
On social media platforms, complaints are mounting about internet-connected devices and services being maliciously attacked by hackers and other cyber criminals. In a move to tackle this disturbing phenomenon, the coordinator of the Center for Cybersecurity and Mathematical Cryptology of the University of Bamenda, Professor Fosa Emmanuel, talks of training students who can raise critical questions.
If you receive an invitation through Facebook or WhatsApp, for example, do you really identify the originator of the message? We will start from there, educating the population first, before we move now to real technical skills.
Meanwhile, university lecturers and administrators are sure that lectures have effectively started.
Professor Kanut Ambe Ngwa, Dean of the Faculty of Arts. I've seen teachers in class and students. The little problem that we have is with the first-year students who have not had orientation yet.
This year, about 5,700 students have been admitted for the undergraduate masters in the university, taking the total number of students in the institution to more than 21,000. Killer Valerie Solal, CR TV News, Bamenda.
In a related development, vocational training officials in the West region have taken a commitment to incorporate new technologies in their training so that youths align with artificial intelligence. During a meeting to kickstart the 2024-2025 back-to-school year in the vocational training sector in Bafoussam, chaired by the Secretary General at the West Governor's Office, Audrey Epantetase. The stakeholders and partners of professional training detailed that artificial intelligence will facilitate the teaching and learning process of vocational training. Kinge Angela Ba with the details from Bafoussam.
The West Region has 196 authorized vocational training institutions. The Regional Delegate of Employment and Vocational Training, Alain Juanco, says professional training continues to be the center of innovation.
Because it's man who is at the center of all situations, with the man who programmed the artificial technology. So the man will continue the training so that we'll be able to be on top on the artificial technology. We will do all the effort so that all the collaborators join us so that we have good results at the end of the year.
Recording an overall 95% success rate in 9 examination sessions, professional training officials say is key to a competence-based approach and more employment opportunities.
We are practical. We give a job to a job seeker. We help the job seeker to do something, to have a competence.
Vocational training, in the context of the emergence of artificial intelligence, is said to be the heart of a successful national emergence. Kinge Angela Parr, CRTV News, Bafoussam.
This question, do you know that the way and quality of your dress or dressing style has an impact on your personality and self-esteem? We now take you to the center region where most Yaoundé inhabitants believe that looking good might open wider doors participate for those of them residing in the nation's capital, political capital Yaoundé. Lekiate Gertrude Asongazi of CRTB Center reports.
Looking good, many usually say, is good business. Some Yaoundé residents believe decent dressing might open wider doors.
If you don't dress nice, good things will not come after you. If you don't look good, good things will not come after you. Good things in sense of what? It might be your job, it might be your friend, it might be a woman, it might be anything you do. So looking good is a very important aspect in every man's life, because when you look good, you attract goodness, you attract beautiful things, you attract so beautiful things around you.
Others dress decent for their self-esteem.
I don't want anybody that I might come across to have a negative impression about my personality just looking at how I am dressed. I mean, before even talking to me and coming to a conclusion, they should have a neutral mindset and even a sense of responsibility about my personality.
A few married women in the region dress good to impress and keep their husbands.
I dress well because I want to impress my husband, because at times he recommends me to dress in a special way that he loves, especially to impress him too, because at least it is the first masculine person who sees me before I leave my house every day.
The importance of decent dressing cannot be undermined, as youths nowadays must be drilled on the values that are crucial to decent dressing. Lekiate Gertrude Asongazi, Regional News Center.
And that does it for this edition of the Regional News. But before we go, here's a recap of our major stories. Residents of the BMRC neighborhood here in Yaoundé mourn the death of 13-year-old Henri Kakounou, whose corpse has been recovered from the BMRC lake after 2 days of continued search. K kidnappers of the Idabato divisional officer have been given 3 days to release him without condition. This edition of the news was produced by Patrick Oscar Afan. I've been Bertrand Osambe Nyaonde, thanking you for listening.